National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
It's Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, Bucket Strategy Investing. Hey, welcome back. Is it really Monday? It is here. We're going to, make the most of it, though.
Even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you and welcome. It is indeed the Ray Lucia program helping you to make better money moves this hour of Money Power. It's going to be a great one as we finally hear from Robert Shiller. Robert Shiller from Yale, the Nobel laureate, as he wrote just the other day, the coming bear market, We will tackle that. Who's going to question Robert Shiller when he talks about the coming bear? Obviously, we've all made some pretty good money, although we've got lots of distractions out there, from taking a knee during the national anthem, to North Korea saber-rattling, to problems all over the world, and the stock market still at record highs. Very interesting time in American stock market history. You want to be happy in retirement? It has nothing to do with marrying a pretty woman, like the song says. It has a lot to do with not listening to people on the radio and television. I will get to that. Guaranteeing an income will help you become and stay happier in your retirement. And by the way, today there's an academic study on just about everything, and that one has been studied. But we start today with millennials. Here we go again. Those 20-somethings are not interested in investing in the stock market. Why? Because they are financially speaking illiterates. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray program. If that's one of your kids, I'm not basing on them. I'm just telling the truth. I'm just letting you know the facts, and I should start the Ray Lucia literacy program for millennials. Maybe have them tune into this show every day and get school credits. Yeah, I think so. One-fifth of the millennial population is saying they would never invest in the stock market. This according to the 2017 Wells Fargo Millennial study. See, I told you everything is studied today. I don't know where all this money comes from to do the studying, but somebody's out there paying for it, right? Because it's not something that I would wake up one morning and do. You know, I think I'll go out and call 1,771 millennials from age 20 to 36 and ask them about whether or not they'd invest in the stock market. Somebody wants that data. I'm just reporting it. And they found that 20% of them are not currently invested and never plan to be. Another 17% are not currently invested in the market but plan to in the future. Of the millennials surveyed, 41% say they have reduced investments in the stock market because of the effects of the Great Recession. Stop there. The effects of the Great Recession were all the more reason for millennials to increase the rate that they were saving in the stock market, not reduce. This is one of the problems, by the way, with target date funds. Think about that. Every millennial that's in a 401k plan that put their money into a target date mutual fund has less stock in their portfolio today than they had 7 years ago as a percentage of the total. Does that make any sense to you? It makes absolutely no sense to me. But that's just me. Now, I shouldn't say everyone, because not all target date funds do that. So don't email me if your target date fund doesn't change for somebody 35 years old. Anyway, 41% said they have reduced their investments in the stock market because of the effects of the Great Recession. Exact opposite of what they should do. And 53% of millennials say they will, quote, never be comfortable investing in the stock market. What in the world are you learning in school? I get it. That all those statues that we have of our history, that's all bad. And that if anybody that's a conservative comes to speak, their speech isn't good speech, so therefore they shouldn't be allowed to speak. Is that what you're learning in college and in the universities today? Okay, I'll give you a pass then. Now, the breaking the windows, the throwing the chairs, the violent stuff, not so much. According to Christy Mitchum, CEO of Wells Fargo Asset Management, it's important that the industry address this straight on by showing the value of saving and investing for the long term. You know what? I think it needs to start at home. The industry can show it all day long, but a lot of millennials are doing their own stuff. They're going to their robo-advisors. They're doing their own homework, their own research, using their own biases. I truly believe that this could be one of the most valuable courses. It should be a requirement that every student take some kind of financial responsibility course or financial planning course. Don't you think? I think so. Financial responsibility, maybe we'd have fewer deadbeat dads if they were taught financial responsibility. Maybe we'd have more individuals that are less worried about a Social Security blow up in 2032, where benefits, unless we modify, make some changes pretty dramatic over the next several years, the millennials' Social Security is going to be cut by about 25%. Has to be. Everyone's will have to be cut because there's not going to be enough money in the system. So, to me, it makes a lot of sense to teach our children, like the Crosby, Stills, and Nash song, teach them well. That other song, too, I believe the children are our future. They are. But they're not being taught this stuff, not at home, not at school, and certainly not by the industry. According to calculations from Wells Fargo, if you had invested at the bottom of 2009, you'd have had a cumulative return of 190.7%. It's like triple. It's like tripling your money. Mitchum thinks there are a couple of reasons why so many millennials are averse to stock investing, and they need help overcoming what she calls this 1-2 punch. The first punch is the fact that millennials have a very low level of literacy. Exactly. Now, I don't want to call them illiterates, but I do want to say when it comes to money, and I understand because, you know, when I was young and in school, I wanted to join the Peace Corps and all that stuff, too. I mean, their goals are admirable, but they should have some basic finance information. Stocks for the long run. Force them to read Jeremy Siegel's book, understanding how bonds and CDs work, understanding annuities and Roth IRAs, and how 401ks work and taxes. Don't you think that that's every bit as important as teaching them history that they're not even paying attention to? Thomas Jefferson and, you know, the other slave drivers? When Wells Fargo looked at the number of millennials that answered all four of its financial literacy questions correctly, it found only 17%. And by the way, I've seen these questions. They ain't hard. They can't even answer three questions correctly about retirement planning. And the second part of that punch is that millennials came of age at a very disruptive time in the marketplace, which is all the more reason why they need to learn from their parents, who probably pushed the panic button, and from their places of education that teach them that investing for the long run in the stock market is one of the very, very best things a millennial can do. We'll be back.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
Isn't that what we're all looking for? No worries, just be happy. Certainly, as I near retirement, I'm in my semi-retirement mode right now. I try to have lunch with my wife every day now. Can you believe that? Except for today when she gets her nails done. What? I don't know. Anyway, it's so important. Happiness is so important because you live longer, right? If you're happier, you live longer, you have less stress and so forth. So I'm thinking about this because I had coffee with a long-lost friend who just, you know, he called me out of the clear blue not too long ago. So we decided to have some coffee. And he remembered me talking about this at a seminar years ago. So I wanted to bring it up because obviously if you want to be happy in retirement, you want to make sure that your income is stable. And so therefore, buying guaranteed income makes a lot of sense. Now, I know exactly what everyone is thinking, but I don't want to buy some annuity from some insurance company because the guy on TV says they're no good. Interestingly enough, on that very subject, I've researched this. And I saw this, I think it was on ThinkAdvisor just the other day. Most Americans are aware that they will have to rely on personal savings in retirement as Social Security benefits will be insufficient and only 21% can expect any kind of pension, according to Jackson National. Jackson showed that some 90% of consumers are very or somewhat interested in financial strategies that offer guaranteed lifetime income, but are largely unaware that annuities can provide this. So, isn't this amazing? I was speaking with Mary off the air last hour, and she said to me, I have no heirs. I'm dollar cost averaging into the stock market. In fact, that's going to be my email question coming up in just a bit. But I asked her about her goals. She says, I just want to have a more safe and stable retirement income. I don't care who I leave the money to. And I said, well, why don't you consider purchasing a life annuity? And she said, first thing she said, well, I know they get a bad rap. Which they do. This is what the consumers have been fed. But then Mary, who's actually quite bright when it comes to this stuff, she's a widow at 58, by the way, which is tragic to say the least. So she's on her own, and I wouldn't recommend that she buy a life annuity starting today, but I would definitely suggest that Mary look at some kind of longevity insurance. Because a female, healthy, 58, could live until she's 110, for all we know. And they do make sense. And if she doesn't care about what's left over for the heirs she doesn't have, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? I'll come back to that. So according to this study, 32% of advisors reported that three or more of their clients had exhausted their investable assets, mainly through overspending or being overwhelmed by the cost of health care or long-term care. Well, what does that tell you? It tells you that you should buy long-term care, make sure you have a Medicare supplemental policy, and buy an annuity. The things we talk about every week on this program, it's like, you know, brushing your teeth in the morning. Everybody needs to do it or your teeth are going to fall out. It's that simple. And this fellow that I was speaking with heard me discussing this, the fact that 10 years ago, I was talking about this in seminars. Annuitize a certain percentage of your income. I'm trying to remember the stat that I quoted from memory. It was an Ibbotson stat, as I recall. And they looked at a 50-50 portfolio, stocks and bonds. And they determined that over a 30-year period, if you wanted to take a 4% distribution with 3% adjustments for annualized inflation, you had a 77% chance of success. Well, I don't like 77%. With my luck, I'm going to be part of that 23% eating dog food. But if you annuitized 25% of the money in the portfolio, it might have been 30%, and then you stuck with the 50-50 mix of stocks and bonds, you had a 97% chance of success. And it's not just Ibbotson. There have been studies done from FRC to Wade Fowle with his actuarial sciences study that I've talked about before. So there's a couple of things that we've learned. We've learned that when you see this fellow, and I hear it on radio now too, but you see this fellow who's a money manager telling you he would never buy an annuity. First of all, he's talking about variable annuities. He's not talking about those. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with a variable annuity. Now, the fees are high. I get that. But many of them have these riders on them. And I saw this just the other day. And I don't sell them. Nothing to do with them. But check this out. If you're 65 years old, you should be able to take out of a variable annuity, and this is a fairly new one, 6.6% per year for the rest of your joint lives. At 70, it's 7%. So if you had $1 million and you put $300,000 to make our math simple, that's $21,000 per year, which is more than 50% of the 4% income that you might need. Man alive, that takes a lot of pressure off of the portfolio. So I don't want to get into the weeds on that because I've talked about it before, but we did play Don't Worry, Be Happy. And according to Walter Updegrave, who has studied this, a new TIAA CREF Institute survey that compares retirees who converted at least some of their retirement savings into annuity payments with those who didn't, found that the retirees receiving annuity income were roughly 60% more likely to say their standard of living increased after retirement and that their retirement lifestyle exceeded their expectations. I've also quoted the Towers Watson study on retirement happiness and the RAND study and study after study after study after study. You're happier, which makes you healthier, and you're financially healthier. But yet, the advertisements that you hear on radio and television are all negative. Who do you want to believe? Do you want to believe the academics? Or do you want to believe the money managers that want to charge you 1% or 2% to manage that money to give you annuitized income? You make the call. We'll be back.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texas.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
I need to point out that the I was actually quoting from an email I got from within the industry on that annuity, that 7% thing. And you may have to pay a fee to get that. I don't know. I'm doing this as an example to let you know that there are options for providing you with guaranteed income. Now, make sure you do your homework on all this, because there are fixed annuities, there are life annuities, there are index annuities, there are variable annuities. Some have fees, some don't have fees. Please do your homework, but don't eliminate them just because they get a bad rap. That was my point. Okay, I want to move on, because you know when Robert Shiller, the Nobel laureate, speaks, most people really should listen, because he's a brilliant, brilliant guy. He's from Yale, and he actually wrote the other day about the coming bear market. But there's a question mark at the end of that. That's the caveat here. And I wanted to get to this because I think it's something that we all should pay close attention to after we've gotten our compounded 19% return since March of 2009. U.S. stock market today, he says, is characterized by a seemingly unusual combination of very high valuations following a period of strong earnings growth and very low volatility. What do these ostensibly conflicting messages imply about the likelihood that the United States is headed toward a bear market? To answer that question, we must look at past bear markets. And he goes on to define a bear market, but we know that a bear market is by and large defined as a 20% decline in the Standard & Poor's 500 from its most recent high. He goes on, referring to my compilation of monthly S&P composite and related data, I found that there have been just 13 bear markets in the U.S. since 1871. The peak months before the bear markets occurred in 1892, 1895, 1902, 06, 16, 29, 34, 37, 46, 61, 87, 2000, and 2007. So when you think about it, since 1962, there have only been three of what he defines as a bear market. In other words, he's not looking at bear markets that graduate or gradually turning into a bear over longer time periods. He's talking about one that hits you between the running lights, all right? Because we could have also mentioned other bears that have happened earlier. What was it? 1987 would be an example of that. That's not in... Oh, it is in his list. Okay. Either event, let's move on. Once past the bear markets were identified, it was time to assess the stock valuations using his and John Campbell's cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio. This month, he goes on, the CAPE ratio in the U.S. is just above 30. That is a very, very high CAPE ratio. Between 1881 and today, the CAPE has stood at just 16.8. Moreover, it has exceeded 30 only twice, two times during that time period, 1929 and in the 97 to 2002 era, and today. Now, what does that mean? Well, it does not mean that CAP ratios aren't associated with bear markets. On the contrary, in the peak month before the bear, the average CAP ratio was higher than average at 22.1, suggesting that the CAP does tend to rise before a bear market. So he's making the case here that at 30, it's, I don't know, 50% higher, more than 50, 60, 70% higher more than its average, and still significantly higher than the average has been prior to a bear market when it was 22. Wow. To be sure, there does seem to be some promising news. Thank goodness for that. According to Mr. Schiller's data, real S&P composite stock earnings have grown 1.8% per year on average since 1881. However, from the second quarter of 2016 to the second quarter of 2017, real earnings growth was 13.2%. Aha. And you see, this is where the rubber meets the road. You cannot look at valuations in a vacuum without looking at earnings growth, because in a price to earnings ratio, there is a price relative to what you're earning. If the earnings is going up or are going up, the ratio starts coming down. Now, granted, the cyclically adjusted PE averages things over 10 years, so it's not going to move as quickly. But we have also been in a very low interest rate environment over this same time period, which also skews the results. Anyway, he goes on to say, but this high growth does not reduce the likelihood of a bear market. In fact, peak months before past bears also tend to show high real earnings growth at 13.3% for all 13 episodes. So much for my theory of earnings. Don't jump the gun on that one. Moreover, at the market peak just before the biggest ever stock market drop in 1929 to 1932, 12-month real earnings grew at 18.3%. Wow. So that good news has just turned into, still kind of scared. Another piece of ostensibly good news is that average stock price volatility, measured by the standard deviation of monthly percentage changes in real stock prices for the preceding year, is an extremely low 1.2%. Again, between 1872 and 2017, volatility was nearly three times higher than that. Yet again, he goes on, this does not mean that a bear market isn't approaching. In fact, stock price volatility was lower than average in the year leading up to the peak month preceding the 13 previous U.S. bear markets. Dang! Every time I turn around, this dude is telling me I'm going to lose my shorts. In short, he goes on, the U.S. market today looks a lot like it did at the peaks before most of the country's 13 previous bear markets. This is not to say that a bear market is guaranteed. Such episodes are difficult to anticipate, and the next one may still be a long way off. And even if a bear market doesn't arrive for anyone who does not buy at the market's peak and sell through the trough, losses tend to be less than 20%. It does, folks, serve as a bit of a warning against complacency. And as you well know, I'm really big on strategy. I don't give a hoot about whether the 20% bear market strikes tomorrow or 10 years from tomorrow. I know it's gonna. I'm less concerned about that. I'm more concerned about what you might do in the event that it strikes before you moved your money. And that's why I'm recommending to everybody that you sit down with your financial advisor today. Listen, when Schiller says, hey, you ought to be prepared, because going back to 1871, things look pretty, pretty dicey by comparison. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen in the near term. Doesn't mean it's going to happen in the midterm, but it is going to happen. It's just a question of when. So sit down with your financial advisor, and I want you to map out a strategy. I want you to pretend you know that the bear market's coming next week. Kind of like that one dude knew we were all going to die like a week ago or so, the other day. And now it's in October, we're all going to die. I want you to prepare as if you know. And then modify your portfolio accordingly so that you can be a buy and hold investor. Because we know buy and hold investors in the long run do very, very well. All right, take a quick break. Come back with your emails right after this. Don't go away. You've got mail.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks, to the Ray LaChia program. I don't know if Robert Shiller is correct that we're heading for a bear market. He doesn't seem to think it's going to happen tomorrow. I've seen him interviewed on shows, but he's saying you got to be prepared for it. Well, I think you need to be prepared for a bear regardless of what all those metrics are. And so what is your strategy for the upcoming bear? You're not going to be able to predict when it's going to happen, okay? That just is not going to happen. If you do predict it, write a book. You'll make more money from the book sales than you'll make by having timed the market, because even if you get out, you're going to have to figure out when to get back in. So what is your strategy? The strategy that I have professed and employed for years now is make sure that you have enough stable, safe, guaranteed income. It's a safety first approach. Because if you have your essential expenses covered by guaranteed income, that's your pension, your Social Security, spouse's Social Security, and any shortfalls with an annuity, you've got your essential expenses, where you got to live, what you're going to eat, that sort of thing, long-term care premiums, all the important stuff taken care of. Then the discretionary expenses can be taken care of very simply with a well-diversified portfolio. And I've talked on Blue in the Face on how to do that by setting up safe money accounts and draining the safe accounts first, etc. But talk to your advisor about that. I mean, they should know about it, because at least 30% of all financial advisors now are using some kind of segmented portfolio approach. I'll show you my 1998 booklet on it if you want. Still have it. It's got a picture of me with my glasses on with a big chubby face. Anyway, Shiller's a smart guy, and we should all take note when he says there could be a bear market coming. That doesn't mean you should panic. It just means you need to be prepared for it. And how you respond emotionally, what you do from an emotional standpoint, might dictate success or failure with your retirement. Okay, fellas, hit it. Okay, we did get one in from named Ken. I'll get to yours, Ken, in a minute. But last hour, I short shrifted Mary on this question. So let me get to it now. So Mary, remember I told you about Mary. She's the one who's 58. She's a widow. She's got some money. She's dollar cost averaging. And her question was dollar cost averaging. Should she invest lump sum or DCA? I had to ask her what I always ask. Mary, what are your goals? What are you trying to do? Well, I want to have a more safe and secure income in my retirement. Tell me about yourself. I'm a widow. I have no heirs. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, I want safety. I want some kind of guaranteed income. I don't have to worry about leaving anything behind. Why not dial this up for the most income that Mary can spend without ever having to worry one day of her life about how that check's going to get produced? Without ever having to worry about outliving her income stream. And so I mentioned to her, and I'll get back to the DCA stuff. I mentioned to her, buy an annuity. Take your lump sum, whatever you've amassed, and keep some out for emergencies. Buy a life annuity. If you still have money left over, you want a dollar cost average in a mutual fund, fine. Because dollar cost averaging is fine when you're doing it on like a monthly basis from a paycheck. But if you got 100 grand sitting in the bank and you're going to take 300 bucks a month out and dollar cost average it, oh, there's a big Vanguard study that said, don't even waste your time, essentially. Because remember, 2/3 to 3/4 of the time, the market goes up. So that money sitting in cash is going to earn nothing. So I'm not a huge fan of dollar cost averaging. So for Mary, there's no question in my mind. No errors. Take your lump sum, buy an annuity. You're 58. Let's say you want to take money out at 68. There are some annuities that will double that value on a guaranteed basis for income purposes. So let's say that the withdrawal rate is 6%. I don't know what it is. So at 58, you got 100,000 bucks. Take that 100 grand, you put it in some deferred annuity that's guaranteed to be worth, and again, I'm making these numbers up, so don't quote me on them, guaranteed to be worth 200,000 for purposes of the 6% income stream. So that will give her 12,000 bucks per year for the rest of her life, guaranteed. Now, there may or may not be some inflation component to that. Talk to your financial advisor about it. But for the advisor to not at least bring it up is, in my opinion, malpractice. It's malpractice. Okay, now we get to Ken. Ray, how much safe money is enough? I'm 63. My wife is 61. We have $600,000. What about our 32-year-old daughter? Well, I don't get that. Oh, how much safe money should she have? 32. Enough for emergencies, and 100% of everything else should be invested in diversified stocks and real estate. How's that? How's that? What does she need safe money for? She should be dollar cost averaging. She should be investing so that when she's your age, she's wealthy beyond imagination. So don't have her. She's a millennial. Don't have her do what millennials are doing, which is basically shunning the stock market investments. As for you, I don't know when you're going to retire. If you're going to retire next year, then I would want to make sure that if you are aggressive, you'd have at least 7 years worth of your income stream set aside. Let's see, 4% of 600,000 is 24, let's call it 20 grand times seven, say 150,000 bucks of your 600 grand. If you're middle of the road, maybe a quarter of a million in safe accounts and the other 350,000 in riskier stuff. And if you're faint-hearted, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe it's 350,000 in safety and 250,000 in growth. And spend the safe money first. Spend the safe money first. I'm out of time. Thank you all so much. Email me, raylucia.com, raylucia.com. Thank you so much for tuning into the Ray Lucia Show. Tell your friends and neighbors about the program. Yeah, dogs and cats too. Make it a great day, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio. Thank you.